Next up, you will be listening to United Way Community Connections with Mike Affelberg.
United Way Community Connections. United Way Community Connections broadcasts every Monday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WSMN. In United Way Community Connections, you will be introduced to leaders from all of the great nonprofits in Greater Nashua. From caring for our children to our seniors, from helping our homeless pets to our at-risk vets, from learning the skills to get your GED, to dealing with trauma and substance abuse. Community Connections is the place to learn with Mike Affelberg about what's going on. Learn how you can help and make a difference from the experts. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy the show, which is making a difference in Greater Nashua. Here's your host, Mike Affelberg.
Well, good Monday morning. Welcome to the United Way Community Connections radio show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. It is Monday, March 25th, 2024. Hoping you all had a great week. I was off last week on vacation, so wasn't able to be with you last Monday. Rebroadcast the show from the prior week, but hoping everybody had a great week. I know that I will not generate any sympathy from anybody, but I was on vacation down in sunny, warm Cancun, Mexico. It was fantastic. My wife and I were blessed to take our grandson with us on vacation for the very first time by ourselves. He's 2.5. We're grateful to our son-in-law and daughter for entrusting us with their little baby. He's great. We spend a lot of time with the kid anyway, but he's our only grandchild. But Hudson is, 2.5 is a great age. What can I say about this? Well, you know, we took our daughter to Mexico when she was his age. A little bit younger, actually. She was 18 months the first time we went with her. And she ended up being a real water person, ended up being a swimmer, swam all the way through high school. But I think her first real taste of the water came on vacation in Mexico. Well, we did that same thing with Hudson. And I would say, at first he had a little trepidation about going in the water, a little scared, a little nervousness. Didn't take to it like the very first day. But by the second or third day, we were in the water literally from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. every single day. And he just could not get enough of it. Blowing bubbles and jumping in and twisting himself in circles and just really, really, really having a great time. So one observation I will make is that we only had a girl before. We had one daughter. That's our family. And there's a world of difference between the amount of energy that a boy can bring and the amount of energy that a girl brings when you're on vacation, having to go chase them all over the place. The kid was just literally nonstop. My wife and I are 100% exhausted from our vacation ready to just go back to work where it's a little more relaxing and a little less stressful. I don't know how if any of you can relate to that, but it was just great and wonderful. And I have to say this morning, we are so blessed to be able to do that. Came back Saturday night. Nobody's going to generate, I'm not going to generate any sympathy with this, but it's just harsh reality. Came back Saturday night. My car was covered with snow and sleet and ice, and it was sleeting and raining, and I had to uncover it, and the baby was cranky by that time, and I got cranky as well, and welcome back to a very harsh dose of reality. So it's Monday again, and you're listening to the Community Connections radio show, and I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. Look, each Monday we bring to you different nonprofits and organizations, initiatives from around the community. People and organizations are working hard every single day, every single week to make Greater Nashua a place which is stronger, smarter, safer, healthier, and happier for all of us who live and work here. If you listen to the show each week, you're going to learn about some of these organizations. And, the great thing is that, perhaps you'll somebody who might benefit from or want to participate in one of these organizations. The other thing is that perhaps you're a person who is generous and wants to give back to the community. Maybe you want to give back in your time as a volunteer. Maybe you want to make a financial contribution as a donor. Who knows? Maybe you're in a position to want to be able to do both. And I know plenty of people that do one, either, or both. And we have a generous community. The problem is there are so many nonprofits and organizations, and some of them are not well known, and some of them have big brand names. And so sometimes you just don't know where to even begin. What's the best place to put your time and effort and money? And so if you listen to the show each week, something is going to touch your heart and you're going to say, oh, that sounds pretty great. I think I want to get into doing that thing, whatever that thing is. So today you're going to hear from two organizations. You're going to hear from Actor Singers, one of our community theater nonprofits. They've been bringing community theater to Nashua for a very long time. We're going to hear from them about what's going on and upcoming shows and the year ahead and stuff like that. Then we're going to take a short break after that. You're going to hear from another organization, really an initiative called the Merrimack Friends and Family, and a little bit about what they're doing for folks up in Merrimack. I don't know a heck of a lot about the Merrimack Friends and Family, so we're just going to have to learn together as we go through that interview and learn as we go. You know, there's a lot going on these days. I'm just going to give you a quick snippet of what's going on at United Way. We have a really full docket this spring and into the summer. You know, a couple things which you should know about. Our community baby shower is coming up pretty darn soon. It's coming up in April. And right now we're in the process of taking in donations from businesses and individuals for all sorts of baby items. We have a list on our website. If you go to the events page of UnitedWayNashua.org, UnitedWayNashua.org, go to the events page there and you scroll down to Community Baby Shower, click on the link, and you'll find there a list of all the most needed items, things that we put together as donations. The Community Baby Shower is really one of our key events that we do every year. We invite new families, new moms and dads, both expecting and, you know, recently birth, you know, recently family, having become families, come to the baby shower by way of referral from our community partners. So these are low-income families that have come to us by way of referral from the Front Door Agency and Family Promise, Marguerite's Place, et cetera, organizations that work with low-income families. And then they come to the baby shower. They learn a lot about community resources. We have kind of a resource fair set up. And then we also have a lot of different items that we've taken up as donations. And this is everything from small items like diapers and baby blankets and stuff like that to big items that we get donated like cribs and strollers and car seats. So all manner of items can be donated to the community baby shower. Each year we serve typically 65 to 75 families, and it's just a great and wonderful event. So lots of ways to get involved with that. And then the other thing I just wanted to mention briefly is coming up in June, end of June. It seems like it's a ways out there, especially when there's snow on the ground right now. But coming up at the end of June is our, I'm going to want to say 7th annual, with the one exception being the pandemic year of 2020 when we canceled it. But we have Over the Edge coming up. That is a signature fundraiser up in Manchester. Every year we have over 100 participants. They rappel from the top of the Brady Sullivan Tower. They do so as a fundraiser supporting a wide variety of different nonprofit organizations, typically somewhere around 20 different organizations involved. And when they do that, they make money for those organizations, and they also bring some awareness to the community about what they do. So a lot of great ways to get involved. We're still taking volunteers to the United Way team who want to rappel with us. If you just, again, look to the events page on UnitedWayNashua.org, go down to Over the Edge, and you'll see where to sign up, where to get involved, how to donate, etc. So we have a great show on deck for you. As I mentioned, we have Actor Singers up next, and then after that, we're going to have Merrimack Friends and Family. You are listening to the Community Connections Radio Show. We're going to take a minute to just listen to our sponsors for the show, and then we'll be back with our first interview with the Actor Singers.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years' experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at UnitedWayNashua.org.
We all wander. The rocky beaches beckon, the mystical forest calls, and the steep hills of life lure us up and down. Sometimes we lose our way. It's okay. Come home to Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, a leader in behavioral health counseling. We take true pride in caring for you, yours, and our community's mental health and well-being. We're in this together, guiding you through whatever life throws your way. Life has a way of doing that. Get well. Get back to wandering. The world awaits. If you or someone close to you needs competent mental health care, call Wanderlust Therapeutic Services at 603-889-3553. Conveniently located at 400 Amherst Street in Nashua, right off Exit 8 on Route 3.
CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to crossnetinc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
Well, good Monday morning and welcome to the United Way Community Connections radio show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. Each and every Monday morning, we're here from 9 to 10 a.m. talking with you about the nonprofits and community initiatives in Greater Nashua. We're here today talking with our friends from the Actor Singers. They've been on the show before. We're excited to have them back. I have Chuck, who's a volunteer with United Way, but also a volunteer with the Actor Singers. And probably a couple years ago at this point, Chuck said, we should have the Actor Singers on the show. I said, well, that's a pretty good idea. Why don't we do that? And it's become kind of a routine. So we're glad to have them back. And thank you for joining us today. Chuck, welcome to the show.
Mike, thank you very much, Mike. I really appreciate it. I tell you, as you mentioned, I'm a volunteer with the United Way, and it's really a great opportunity to get out and meet your neighbors and to contribute to the community, which I'm really thankful for.
Well, absolutely. And we have such a great community and so many ways to get involved and so many great volunteers like yourself, Chuck. So thank you for doing that. It makes a world of difference. And then we also have Selena Che Miller. Selena is the director of the Junior Juniors show at the Actor Singers. Selena, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So why don't we actually start with you, since I'm really not sure what the Juniors show is. Let's talk about that. And then we'll bounce back to Chuck and talk about just actors, singers writ large, and then we'll just maybe close it out with upcoming opportunities to get involved. How's that sound?
Yeah, sounds great.
Okay, right. So tell us about the junior show.
Yeah, so the junior show is called Dear Edwina Jr. It is about a 13-year-old advice giver in her neighborhood. She answers letters from kids in the neighborhood and gives them advice through song and dance, all for the hope of landing a spot in the Kalamazoo Advice-a-Palooza Festival that is going on later on.
The Kalamazoo Advice-a-Palooza?
Yes.
I love that.
It's great.
This just naturally roll off the tongue, may I say, but very good. And so what ages are there for the show? What age groups participate?
So we have ages 8 to 14, and they're all doing such a great job with the show. There's so much talent in the show. We have a cast of 15, and they're rock stars, completely rock stars.
And it's already playing, or is it just now getting in rehearsal stage?
We started rehearsals in February.
Okay.
And we are going up April 12th to 14th at the Janice B. Streeter Theater.
Fantastic. So right there on Library Plaza, the Streeter Theater. Mm-hmm. April 12th through 14th, are the show times?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so if somebody wanted to get tickets, find out times, schedules, and stuff like that, just go to the Actor Singers website?
Yes, you can go to actorsingers.org. There's a link to get tickets. Tickets are $20 for adults, $18 for students. And if you use the code PAWPAW for a limited time, you can get up to $3 off your tickets, I believe.
Pawpaw, like P-A-P-A or
P-A-W-P-A-W.
And who came up with that code?
That's the name of the town that the show takes place in. Pawpaw, Michigan.
Oh, see, I thought it was in Kalamazoo. Okay, so tell us a little bit about the storyline here. What is the Kalamazoo... What is it, the Gossip Palooza or what?
Advice-a-Palooza.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the storyline.
So we start with Edwina starting to prepare for the weekly show she puts on in her garage. It happens every Sunday afternoon with the neighborhood kids, and they all put on this show where Edwina answers letters to give advice to other kids in around the neighborhood. In this particular episode, she is a little high strung, a little stressed out because she is looking to land a spot in that Advice-a-Palooza festival that we brought up earlier. There are a few songs in the show. Each song has a different style to it based on the lesson that is being learned for this show. One of the songs is about how to say no thank you if you are not interested in a certain food that is being offered to you. There's another song about learning how to say hello, even though you might not speak the same language as the other kids that you know. And then there's also another song about how to set the table properly.
All very practical and useful advice for adults as well, may I add.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely.
Or maybe even more useful for adults. I don't know. I will tell you about 2 years ago, I started becoming more of a vegan with my eating lifestyle. And mm-hmm. it is challenging to say no thank you in a way that just doesn't make a bunch of people mad.
Oh, I get you.
So
yes.
So maybe I'll go to the show and learn.
Yeah.
Absolutely, some life advice.
Yes,
from 8-year-olds. All right, gang. Thank you for sharing that. That's really awesome. How did you get involved with this type of work?
I've been a member of Actor Singers since I was doing the junior shows. I started doing shows when I was 8 years old.
Congratulations!
And thank you. Yes, I did every junior Actor Singer show I could do until I was 14, and then I was actively in the teen Actor Singer shows as well. And I started participating in Actor Singers again when I moved back here. I used to live in Chicago for college, and now I'm back here, and I was doing more shows, and I've always wanted to try directing. I've always wanted to see if I could do it, if I could be on the other side of the rehearsal process. So I really wanted to give it a try, and this was a show that I found in my high school days when I was looking into if I wanted to direct back then. And I just thought it was great because it is filled with lessons and it is good for all ages. So I thought it would be a good show to bring to the community.
That's fantastic, Selena. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to you guys having a sold-out audience every single night. That's
Thank
great.
You. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So, Chuck, let's talk a little bit about Actors Singers writ large. You've been involved for quite a while. We're on the board.
Yes.
So tell us about Actors Singers, you know, sort of the history, the role in the community. What does Actors Singers, you know, bring to Greater Nashua?
Well, Actors Singers, as you may know, you've probably heard this before, started off in the Church of the Good Shepherd, just a few hundred yards from where we're speaking
yep.
right now. It started off in their little entertainment area in their kitchen, and they were doing Gilbert and Sullivan pieces. The choral director, James Woods, sort of was the lightning rod around which this coalesced, and he brought in a whole bunch of folks from the church. And then eventually they started bringing in people from outside, and then eventually the organization outgrew the little entertainment area within the Church of the Good Shepherd and started to do shows in Fairgrounds Elementary. And from there, they've moved on to doing the adult shows, the shows filled with adult casts in Keefe Auditorium down at the Elm Street School down at the end of Main Street
yep.
here. So Actors Singers started off their life in 1955. It's hard to imagine, but...
Wow, that's quite a while.
Different world at that time, but now we're in our 68th year. I think that makes us 69th year.
Yeah.
So our 70th will be coming up very soon. It has gone through a lot of shifts and changes, but we're still going strong. Anybody who wishes to volunteer, we're happy to have new volunteers. Just contact the website. That's actorsingers.org. That's actorsingers.org. And secretary@actorsingers.org is the point of contact for anybody who's interested in volunteering. If you wish to donate, you can go to the ticket website, and there is a button there that allows you to donate in addition to buying your tickets. So we're always happy to have folks who are able to donate.
Fantastic. So there's lots of ways to volunteer, lots of ways to get involved as an actor or behind the stage.
Exactly.
Producing, as Selena does. Directing and producing, not the same thing. Directing
yes.
as Selena does.
Yes.
And also to donate. So fantastic. Chuck, what got you involved with Actors Singers?
Well, I saw a poster in the library. Auditions for... Here's Love, which is essentially
yeah.
the musical staged version, Broadway version of Miracle on 34th Street. And I was noticing that I was getting too familiar with the sitcoms that appear on TV at the noontime or the evening hour. So I said, you know, I should probably get out and do something into the community. And so that was my sort of the lever that got me involved. And from there, I did a few other shows on stage, but then eventually it became obvious to me that my the greater opportunities were backstage and helping with production and organization. And but if you're a guy and you feel like you have some talent, come on down. I tell you, it's a female-heavy community activity.
Interesting, and, yeah.
So. And, always looking for new guys,
and it's a big production putting together. You know, running an organization like this involves lots of different hands doing lots of different things. So, best way to get involved with volunteering is still just go to the website, maybe fill out a contact form, that kind of thing.
Secretary, just write secretary@actorsingers.org.
Yeah,
and just say, hey, you know, put volunteer in the headline, in the subject line. I'd like to volunteer. You know, if you have any special skills like carpentry or you like to do marketing or stuff like that, then include that in there. That would really be a great idea.
Fantastic.
But we're anybody.
So what's coming up for the remainder of the year? I mean, it's only March. We have a long year ahead. So what's going on next? Maybe, well, why don't we start with Selena? What's going on with the juniors cast for the remainder of the year after this show?
As of right now, it's just the show going up April 12th to 14th.
All right.
The next show is going to be for the teen show. It's believed ages 13 to 19.
Okay.
And that show is going to be SpongeBob the Musical.
SpongeBob the Musical. musical.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm sure you'll have a sold-out crowd, which will not include me. I have SpongeBob PTSD from when my daughter was a child, so I will not be in the audience, or if I am, I'll be heavily medicated. SpongeBob, what a nightmare. Yeah, but that sounds fun. How many? That's probably a big cast, too, I'd imagine.
The auditions are soon. I don't know exactly when off the top of my head, but okay. They are soon.
Okay.
Yep. And there is an upcoming info night for that as well. First week of April, I believe. So.
Okay, fantastic. Anything else coming up in the year that we should know about?
Well, we're currently, our adult cast show is currently in rehearsal. It's Catch Me If You Can.
Okay.
It's based on the movie of the same title, directed by Steven Spielberg. Probably about 20 years old now, mm-hmm. with Leonardo DiCaprio in the lead role and Tom Hanks also in a lead role. And it basically is a very inventive presentation of that story, retelling of that story that appeared in film on for the stage. And I found it to be quite entertaining. It's the story, I don't know if you're familiar with the plot line, but...
Boy, it's a long time since I did see the movie. It was a long time ago, though. It's like cobwebs there.
Yeah, the teenage con man
mm-hmm.
starts off his life running away from home and passing bad checks, and then eventually passing himself off as an airline pilot, and eventually passing himself off as a emergency room doctor, passing himself off as a lawyer, and all of his adventures... And eventually getting caught, and when I first saw the show, I was like wondering how they were going to make this
mm-hmm.
Plot line of this movie entertaining, and it's really quite a fascinating show for stage performance. And so we're getting ready, rehearsing that right now. That's going to be the second weekend in May, I believe.
Okay,
then of course, as Selena mentioned, our teens are going to soon be starting up with SpongeBob the Musical. That's always, the teens are always very energetic, and it will be always a good time. And that's going to be performed in the middle of July. And after that, we're going to have an adult or a show for a cast of adults that's a relatively small, unknown title. And I'm not sure what that title is right now, but mm-hmm. that's going to be auditioning very likely in May and perform in August, early September.
So just watch the website and probably follow you guys on Facebook, and you'll get all sorts of information about opportunities.
Yes. That's exactly.
Okay. Well, very good. I want to thank both of you for coming on the show today, Selena and Chuck from the Actors Singers. I really enjoyed learning about what's going on and looking forward to the show about the Kalamazoo Gossip no
Advice-a-palooza.
I'm sorry, that just does not work for me. It sounds great. That's coming up April 12th through 14th.
Yes.
Tickets available at actorsingers.org.
Yep. Mm-hmm. 14 Court Street, Janice Streeter Theater.
Fantastic. Thank you both. I really appreciate your time today and for coming on and for the Actors Singers and all you do for our community. It's really wonderful. Helps to build the vibrancy of Greater Nashua.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to take another quick break and give our sponsors a chance to talk about themselves. We appreciate their support for the show. It helps to make it possible for us to bring the show to the air. After that, we'll be back with another interview with the Merrimack Friends and Family, learning a little bit about what they're doing to support community in the Merrimack area. You're listening to the United Way Community Connections Radio Show, and I'm your host, Mike Affelberg.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully
Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to crossnetinc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT Services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years' experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
We all wander. The rocky beaches beckon, the mystical forest calls, and the steep hills of life lure us up and down. Sometimes we lose our way. It's okay. Come home to Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, a leader in behavioral health counseling. We take true pride in caring for you, yours, and our community's mental health and well-being. We're in this together, guiding you through whatever life throws your way. Life has a way of doing that. Get well. Get back to wandering. The world awaits. If you or someone close to you needs competent mental health care, call Wanderlust Therapeutic Services at 603-889-3553. Conveniently located at 400 Amherst Street in Nashua, right off Exit 8 on Route 3.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at UnitedWayNashua.org.
Well, good Monday morning and welcome to the United Way Community Connections Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Gaffelberg. It's Monday, March 25th, 2024. You know, each week we bring to the air from 9 to 10 a.m. information about different organizations in our community. Our community is Greater Nashua, meaning not just Nashua proper, but also Nashua, Hudson, Merrimack, Milford, the Sohegan Valley, etc. And so today I'm really excited to have with us in the studio our friends from Merrimack Friends and Family, an organization that you may not have heard about or know much about, but has been around for quite a while and serves the Merrimack area. And we're going to learn a little bit about what they do and how you can get involved with some of their work or support them in different ways. So we have Tammy, who's the co-president of Merrimack Friends and Family. Tammy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. And we also have Lori, who's the service coordinator at Merrimack Friends and Family.
Yes.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us today. So I'm going to start out with Tammy. Maybe, Tammy, you can give us a little bit about the bigger picture. What does the organization do? How long has it been around? How was it founded? You know, what should people know about everything that you're working on?
Well, Merrimack Friends and Family has been around for 50 years. This year is actually our 50th. We started as the Welcome Wagon and kind of morphed through different organizations or different names, and we are now Merrimack Friends and Family. We are a social and a charitable organization, so we do a lot of activities for the members to get together, outdoor activities, indoor activities. We also do a charitable service project, at least one a month. Our year runs from September through June. We take the summers off. It's been around and doing a lot of good in Merrimack. We are starting to actually stretch out our fingers a little bit and do more activities in the greater Nashua area also. That's
fantastic.
Why I brought Lori in, because she's head of service and she's been involved in spreading what we do to other communities.
And I noticed from your website, I'm just going to tell people quickly what that is so they can find it and get more information. It's merrimackfriendsfamilies.org. That's friendsfamilies.org. And one thing on there, I noticed there are various interest groups. So different ways to get involved, I presume. You've got a book club, out to lunch, game night, fitness friends. Could you tell us a little bit about some of those?
Yes, we actually have two book clubs. We have one that meets on a Wednesday and one that meets on a Monday. It's the first Wednesday of the month, and it's the third Monday of the month.
Okay.
They sometimes do the same book, sometimes they don't. So if one interests you more than the other, people flip between both book clubs. Or some people are only in one based on their own schedule. We just wanted to make it more options for people so that they could do different things. We do lots of interest groups. We do a lunch bunch. We go out to lunch once a month. We have coffees the first Saturday of every month at Buckley's Bakery in Merrimack.
Nice.
At 9 o'clock. And it's a meet and greet. So anybody who's thinking about joining us, wants to learn more information, they can come to the coffee. We are upstairs in Buckley's. We usually have one of the long tables with a sign on it. And they can hear more information. They can meet some of the members. We also try to do like a wine night, a wine Wednesday or something, so that if their weekends are very precious, that they can come after work and they can find out and meet us. We do a lot of walking. We walk at the outlets at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings before the stores open, before it's crowded. We also like to hike once the weather gets a little safer for hiking without all the ice. We will be hiking again several times during the summer. So we do a lot of different things, try to open it up to, and we allow the members to make, you know, to say, hey, I'm interested in knitting. Can I start a knitting group? And we will have a member will organize it and it will go from there. So it's not just run by the board. It is definitely members. We try to get the members very active.
And about how many members, how large is the membership?
Right now we're at 45.
Fantastic. This is a wonderful kind of a, you know, they always talk in public health, they talk about the social determinants of health, the things that keep a community healthy. And more often than not, it has less to do with medicine and medications and surgeries and any of that stuff than it has to do with social factors, including many of the things that you've described. And I'm sure you don't probably track the correlation between the work you do and the health outcomes in the community, but these are the things that a healthy community needs to survive and thrive.
Definitely. You need social interaction, and that's what we try to do. Lately our calendar is pretty chocked full, especially now that it's starting to get warm. We probably have at least one event a week, if not more. It's very busy for us.
Now, I have to say this, being a guy, I'm looking at all the things you do, including like your secret sisters. I don't know what secret sisters is, by the way, but it sounds like something I don't have any ability to join.
No, we are open to male members. We don't have any at the moment, but we are. Secret Sisters is actually from October through May. You fill out a questionnaire. Your likes, your dislikes, things you would like for your house, food you like, places you like to eat, different things. And you have a $15 budget and you buy a gift for your secret sister October through May. And they're not supposed to figure out who you are.
So it's like a secret Santa.
Right, except it lasts all year. And
nice.
Then in May, you find out who your secret sister is.
Yeah.
And then in June, you give them a thank you gift for what they've just given you for the year.
Oh, that's a fantastic idea. I love that. And maybe I could do that too. And it's not expensive to join. It looks like $25 for the entire year is the membership
Correct.
Fee. Correct. Fantastic. Okay. So I'm going to transition quickly to Lori then. Lori, as a service coordinator, tell us a little bit about some of the service projects that Merrimack Friends and Family engages in.
So I tried to pick one project a month, but again, I think in April we have two coming up. So we have some that we do on a yearly basis. So we do a school supply drive for the welfare department. So I'll get a list of the grade, what the children need. So we reach out to our group and they donate items for us, and then I try to take each event and turn it into a social activity as well. So we'll meet at the library and then we'll go through the list and fill the bags type thing. And so I kind of open it up to the group. Some people just want to do monetary type things, but others want to come and join us. So we always do the school supply drive, and we also do Easter baskets.
Yep.
So we'll get the boy age 1 to 3. So actually, as of right now, I have 30 Easter baskets that are going to the welfare department tomorrow. So Tammy was kind enough to pick me up, so I didn't have to take him out of my car to get here. So yeah, so those are the two we do every year.
You guys have such a I personally know your welfare officer in Merrimack.
Pat, she's great.
She is great. Mm-hmm. And I'm not at all surprised to hear that you guys collaborate in this way. I can totally see that.
It's and perfect. I usually try to, I had reached out to her, is there anything else that, that they needed help with? And she did mention they were struggling with funding for the heat for the elderly. Mm. So that was one of our picks for at the end of the year. We determine where we're going to donate the money that we've made. So this year for projects, I utilized the United Way portal, actually. And so we did a lunch for Habitat for Humanity in January. Right. So people made sandwiches, baked goods, made salads, the whole to-do, and we delivered that on site. And then we did the shoebox program.
To Habitat, to their new building location here.
Yes.
On, what is it?
Granite Street.
Granite Street.
Yeah, it's on Granite Street.
Fantastic.
Then we also did the shoebox project.
Thank you very much. Yes. I was aware of that. Yep. Thank you.
So we were with one of the credit unions, I believe, were there with us. So we stuffed bags with goodies and we packed them all up. Next month we're doing the Merrimack Meals on Wheels. So there's, I think, approximately 60 people that take advantage of that. So we're just doing little goodie bags so the drivers can bring. So just like a pot with soil and seeds and just a greeting card, which I think is the most important thing for them, happy spring, from your neighbors kind of thing. So we're doing that.
That goes an awfully long way. That's the same as the shoebox project.
Yes.
We get so much feedback from people that, they get a whole bag of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what they really remember is the handwritten card that's in there.
Yes.
The connection person to person.
Yes.
I'm here. We might not know each other, but I care about you.
Exactly.
And being supportive.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, the coordinator did mention that to me. He told me how important the cards were. So we always make sure we include a card in there. And then we also have adopted a road in Merrimack. I think we've had it for some time. So, and it's the dump road. So that one keeps us pretty busy. So we'll be cleaning up the dump road at the end of the month, end of April. May actually,
I need to just correct you because I don't think it's called the dump.
It's called Lawrence Road.
Yeah.
It's
the transfer station.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's called
the transfer station.
Years ago, when we first moved here to New England, we moved to Brookline and I called it mistakenly the dump and got corrected immediately. This is not the dump, it's the transfer station. And I learned years later when I ran for finance committee, that's also the place you go to campaign. I'm sure that's the same in Merrimack, too. If you're selling Girl Scout cookies, you go to the dump.
Yes.
If you're running for, dog catcher, you go to the dump. I just love that about New England. So you guys have adopted the dump road.
The dump road. Yes. Yeah. Yes. So twice.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Twice a year.
Yeah.
Twice a year we clean it up. We'll meet on a Sunday because the transfer station is closed.
Yeah.
And so the traffic isn't so bad. So yeah, so we do that twice a year. So we'll be doing that in April. And then May, we actually are doing the hospice house in Merrimack. Yeah, we're doing, I think they just recently added on. So they're looking to beautify the grounds. So we're going to be mulching. And
I think they probably almost doubled in size.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful.
Yeah. So, I tried to find partners along the way where, hey, you need us for anything, please reach out to us. In June, we have a big event coming up. So there's an Alzheimer's group out of Merrimack that it's called The Longest Day. So it's usually the last Thursday in June. And so they sell hot dogs, for Alzheimer's. So I think it's two hot dogs, a bag of chips for like $5. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do a bake table there, and we're also going to sell water for them. So so that is a pretty big event. I believe Mr. Sununu has gone on the past 2 years.
Yeah.
So we'll be there on the 27th of June. So that'll wrap up for our year this year. But yeah, I'm trying to partner with different organizations, you know, just to say, hey, reach out if you need anything, you know, what can we do to kind of help out? And the end of the year, we then determine, you know, what organizations we want to contribute to. So that would be Tammy. Yeah,
that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. What a great way to do outreach and to connect, you know, the community and residents from the community with each other, and then with organizations and giving back. That sounds like a really like the great circle of life in the mm-hmm. Merrimack community. I love that.
Yeah, and we try. You know, I try to do. You know, some of them do involve, you know, kind of monetary donations mm-hmm. with the school supplies. So I try to mix it up between, you know, just come and help us
sure.
clean the grounds, or hey, bring some school supplies. So try to kind of mix it up so there's an interest for everybody, you know, right. one they may not so much be interested in versus another. So, all right. So
no,
I do,
no
yeah,
problem.
I do try to keep things, you know, so that there's a little bit of something for everybody.
That's wonderful. How did you get involved with the organization?
So I actually retired, and
doesn't sound like you retired.
Well, that's what my kids say when I'm not available and they can't find me. But yeah, so I was looking for community, and
yeah.
Service has always been important to me. You know, I worked for BAE for 42 years,
yeah.
and always they were very service oriented
yes.
to the community. So I always took advantage of different opportunities through work, and yeah, so I saw this group I was doing. Mm-hmm. The town did a 2K, 4K, 6K. You have
yeah.
to run around the park. And they were selling hot chocolate and baked goods there. So I said, hey, you know what? I'm retiring soon. You know, I want to kind of
sure.
check it out. Yeah. And so they welcomed me with open arms and said, hey, you want to be the service coordinator? So here I am.
that's really great.
Yeah. But that was the one, yeah. that was the one thing that was important to me. So, I mean, I love doing it, and it's, you know, kind of what I wanted to do.
And probably had an opportunity to make some new friends,
yes,
meet some new folks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, my husband was kind of teasing me the other day because we met some friends that we hadn't seen in a while. You know, and of course, the first question is always, you know, what have you been doing since you retired? You know, she's never home. She's doing wind down Wednesdays. And
well, Lori, I say I have one of my board members is a volunteer, Peter, who I always use him as the model. I feel like the retirees are the hardest ones to get hold of and have the busiest schedules. And
yes.
That's, you know, but that's a big part of what keeps us going, right?
Yes, it's community.
It keeps us interested, right?
Yeah. And it's doing what you want to do. I mean,
yeah.
I enjoy doing this, and I enjoy, you know, the social, you know, part of our community. So it makes a big difference.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Thank you for sharing all of that.
Of course,
do appreciate it. Absolutely. So Tammy, what are some of the ways in which somebody can get involved as a volunteer with the organization besides just being a member?
Besides
right?
being a member, we have people that just come and have helped out like on the dump cleanup road, Lawrence Road. I lived in Merrimack for a long time. It was a dump originally.
Yeah.
And then we now have a transfer mm-hmm. station.
It sounds so much fancier, but it really isn't.
No.
It just means, well, we all have friends also that go shopping at the dump. I mean, you know, and maybe it could be either of you.
We have a swap shop.
I
mean,
yes, a swap mm-hmm. shop. One of our neighbors, when we lived in Brookline, she would go to the transfer station with her car like half full, and she would come up back from the transfer station with her car completely full. And I would always say, like, what is the point of what is this? Does not make sense to me. But anyway, for me, that's a one-way trip to the dump. So anyway.
Well, you can look online. As
yeah.
you said, you gave our website
yep.
out.
Again,
we
that
do,
was MerrimackFriendsFamilies.org.
We do partner with the library. So we are on the Merrimack Library calendar also. So if you happen to look on there, you can find us. We try to do one event kind of in correlation with whatever they're doing for their book club. They're reading In the Dark this month. So we're actually doing a candle
nice.
For kids. It's actually a candle event for kids.
And I'm not surprised that you partner with the library either. Yvonne, what a great librarian, and what a great organization
yeah.
they have too.
And we partner with Parks and Rec.
Mm-hmm.
So our name gets out in a lot of additional ways.
Sure.
You know, people are commenting that we are going to be attending their events, or we will be there or whatever. So, I mean, looking on our website is probably the easiest way to find us.
Okay.
If you're in the library, you can easily find us. If you talk to, if you know anybody that hangs out with Parks and Rec, you can find us too. Or like Lori said, I mean, we're starting to be involved with a lot of different organizations.
Fantastic.
We're involved with the SCARE organization here in Nashville.
Wonderful.
We worked with them this year.
SCARE is great as well. Giving Halloween to low-income kids is really important, I think. So.
Yeah, definitely. Anything for the kids is always good.
Right. Well, you know what? We're out of time, but I really appreciate the two of you coming on today to talk about Merrimack Friends and Family. It's really, really a great organization. A lot of fun work and a lot of good work that you're doing in our community. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So we are out of time today with our show. I wanted to thank you for listening today. This is the Community Connections radio show. We will be back next Monday at 9 a.m. with another set of interviews. Until next week, please remember, be kind to one another, because great things really do happen when we live united.